Tens of thousands of Russians took to the streets of Moscow yesterday. They shouted slogans against the once and future president, Vladimir Putin, and chanted, "We exist." It's been a week since parliamentary elections kicked off a wave of protest. Russians are frustrated by what domestic and international observers say was widespread electoral fraud on behalf of Putin's United Russia Party. For more, we've got Julia Yaffe on the line. She's Moscow correspondent for Foreign Policy magazine and The New Yorker, and she joins us from Moscow. Good morning, Julia.
Hi.
So begin by describing the scene in Moscow yesterday.
It was tens of thousands of people. Nobody's really sure how many. Even though most of them couldn't hear what was happening on the stage and all of the slogans being shouted from the stage, they were smiling, they were talking to each other, they were having political discussions with each other spontaneously with people they don't know. And if you've ever been to Moscow, Moscow's a very aggressive city. People are very mean to each other. They don't really engage in conversations with people they don't know. And moreover, we've heard for years that Russians are apolitical, that they don't care. Yesterday, it turned out tens of thousands of them care and that they're tired of not having a say in it anymore.
What was the response from the police in Russia? Because I understand it's unusual for Moscow to give permission for so large a demonstration in the first place.
What was incredible was that unlike the way the police behaved on Monday and Tuesday, which was rather violent when they arrested almost 1,000 people, the police were extremely polite. There wasn't a feeling that the people who had come out were the enemies of the police or that the police were their enemies.
What kinds of demands did you hear from the protesters yesterday?
The first was new elections. The second thing was that opposition parties who have been blocked from registering as official parties, that they be registered and be allowed to participate in new elections. And the final demand was that Vladimir Churov, who is the head of the Central Election Commission, who's an old childhood friend of Putin's and is openly partisan, they demanded his dismissal. However, this morning we heard that the Central Election Commission has dismissed that possibility of his being fired.
One thing that I was reading about, Julia, is this idea that Putin helped create the middle class, many of which are out there protesting now. And what part has that played in this dissatisfaction with him politically?
This is a class of people that did very well in the last 11, 10 years. Putin has always talked about stability first, that we need stability. We need people not to be worrying about where their next meal is coming from or if they'll get their next paycheck or their next pension installment. And then we can think about political reforms, et cetera, at a later unspecified time. You know, stability and cars and apartments are not enough anymore. People, you know, they're on to their next set of demands. And there's a sense that the Kremlin hasn't quite caught up with that.
And lastly, is there any indication that the opposition is strong enough to push for some significant change?
I don't have that sense yet, and nobody really knows what's happening next. In a week, there will be more protests, but it's not clear who's organizing them. We also have to see how the Kremlin will respond. So far, Putin's spokesman sent out a statement saying that, you know, we hear you and we will continue to listen to your demands. But there's a sense that they're still trying to buy time and that there's maybe still hope in the Kremlin that this will all kind of fade and lose steam. People on the square yesterday were saying that this is the first time that I've come out, but it won't be the last. If they don't listen to us, I'll come out again.
Julia Yaffe is Moscow correspondent for The New Yorker and Foreign Policy magazine. She was speaking to us from Moscow. Thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you.